hide thyself by the brook Cherith. 1 Kings 17:3. We must be taught the value of the hidden life. The man, Mayer said, who is to take a high place before his fellows must take a low place before his God. We must never be surprised if sometimes Father says to us, "Child, you've had enough of this hurry, excitement, publicity. Get thee hence and hide thyself by the brook." That brook may take all sorts of shapes and sizes. You may be sick. You may be bereaved. You may have lost your popularity, your job, anything. But happy are you when you can reply, "This is my will also. I flee to thee to hide me. Hide me in the secret of your tabernacle, beneath the covert of your wings." Psalm 27:5 and 91:4. Everyone who would wield great power with men must win it in the throne room, the hidden Cherith. The acquisition of spiritual power is impossible unless we hide ourselves from men and free ourselves from the things that so quickly beset us and hold us down. By the brook, we absorb the power of God, just as vegetation absorbs the sunshine. But we must take our time there, or we will bring forth nothing. None of us can dispense with some Cherith, where the sound of human voices must be exchanged for the quietness of the voice of the Lord. We are fed there from his hand alone, and we taste that the Lord is good. We imbibe power. It is the secret of a life hidden with Christ in God, and it is indispensable if we are to reach our fellow men. God bless you.